I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Party starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency.
Finance.
A Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
There's also multiple sales jobs that are open that are not direct with Currency.
Okay.
Carson would like to discuss with you guys, with anyone, on Saturday.
Okay.
Around the stadium.
The black
he
holders.
Likes that being on the move, too. He doesn't want to lock into one spot like he did when he was down at Arrowhead. He wants to be on the move, but you'll see him. He'll be ready to go, and he'll have his folder with him to talk about some additional sales jobs that are available at Sand Hills Global.
Okay. They have openings right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So right now, a lot of openings, Steve. That's because the Sand Hills Global is an ascending company, obviously.
Yeah, when you're booming, so you're always hiring. When you're booming, Sippy, you're always hiring.
It's global.
They're global. They're big time.
It's global. That word right there. Could we ever be Early Break with Sip and Jake global?
Yes. We kind of are.
We need to be global. We have people global checking in. We are. We're a global show.
Should we add that to
that's
the
pretty cool.
Global Early Break?
I think we should. I would hope that we continue to grow, and it's not just in the United States. I would think outside the borders.
Should we do a show across the pond? And,
you know? I don't know, but tell me you're not joking about Indianapolis.
I'm not. I'd love to go to Indianapolis for that
Bill,
title game.
Is this a joke
with,
that we're doing?
Jake, if you're pulling a fast one here.
No, I want to go. It'd be awesome.
We have text off this two of us. Of like, if Jake's jacking with us on this, it's going to send us into a tither.
No, I'm very intrigued in this idea.
Okay.
I will report back on
it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think we could sell it.
I think we could easily. We could do it.
Mm-hmm. It'd be fun.
I'll give you an update on that. It is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Ooh, that
was good.
You can
always call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. The king of remodels for kitchen, bath, whole house, or more. Again, 402-417-5204. Text or call Randy today at Dinert Contracting.
I would imagine with that brisk air and that first frost, it's going to hit people. We do need the fireplace. We need a fireplace. Randy's a fireplace guy. He's the guy that can help get that installed. We have space in the house for a fireplace, but he can do it. Just get a simple gas one. It'll change your life.
Hmm.
And Randy can do fireplaces. It's one of his specialties. Hayden went to fireplace school, and so he went to a special classes to be able to install fireplaces.
Can he build a chimney? A chimney.
What's that?
You need a chimney,
he
right?
Build a chimney. They deal more in the gas fireplaces, so we don't need the true chimney. We won't have soot. There'll be no soot. But if you need a remodel on your current wood burning fireplace, Randy can do that also.
Does Randy announce? You know what he could do with that trumpet? Is announce his
the
own
trombone?
Trombone.
Oh,
trombone.
It's a trombone.
The trombone.
If it was a trumpet, he could announce his own presence at a home.
Well, you could do it with the trombone as well.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be quite the same as the trumpet, but it would work.
Like the king has arrived. You know,
yeah.
It'd be sweet.
Not quite the same as a trumpet, no. But yeah, it would suffice.
Yeah, he could announce.
You sound like a part of the Nutcracker right there. That's in the Nutcracker.
Oh yes,
I believe.
God, you are more. What's the word I'm looking for, Jake?
Diverse, well-rounded.
Well-rounded, yes. Then he lets on. Bill is more diverse and well-rounded than he lets on sometimes.
See, I picture Randy, instead of announcing himself with a trumpet, is marching around someone's backyard when he arrives with the trombone.
Marching.
Well, Randy's here. Marching. There he is, out back.
Why is that man
Randy's
marching?
Here, also you hear the boom, 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 boom. Whoa.
Oh, Randy must be here. Oh, there he
is. Randy's here. He's not back with the trombone marching around the backyard.
Let's get to work.
Sugar.
Oh, God.
All right.
What do we get? Is it cool parenting tips today, Bill?
Cool parenting tips. It's kind of hard because you won't be able to see some of my – I have to show something also, but Steve, bear with me.
I am.
Jake, I think we'll know this. The title is, if I can get to it here quick, The Direction and Extension – for the petroleum connection. The direction and extension for the petroleum connection.
Mm-hmm.
Teach your kids at a young age, and especially when you're just getting driver's ed time, 15 years old, 14 years old, just getting ready to drive, teach them it's like, okay, there's going to be time. This is going to happen to you. And you're going to have, all of a sudden, you're going to an event, and you're going to look down and go, like, I need to get gas. And so you pull up to get gas. You have the gas. You're getting your gas. Then all of a sudden, okay, I'm going to an event. I cannot have gas spill on me.
Oh.
We've all had it happen before.
Yes.
So you have to know immediately, check the wind. What is the direction of the wind?
Okay.
And then you have to do the extension. When you take the nozzle out, you have to be able to keep it fully extended away from your body as it returns to the pump.
Okay.
So you have to have that extension. Mm. There's always drippage. There's always gonna be a couple drops, and you don't want gas on your dress or your suit coat or whatever. And then also the wind is what will get you if you don't have that evaluation in. You have to be able to have the combination of both. Mm-hmm. When this happens. That ever happened to you, Steve?
Mm.
All of a sudden it's like, oh man, I just got some gas on me.
Yes. I mean, I don't worry about it because I don't go important places though. So it's just... It is what it is.
I am worried about it. It's happened to me numerous times. I go into speak or something. I'm like going, okay, I got to get gas. I wasn't prepared. I stop and it's like, okay, this could be a tragedy. And then right away, as the gas is pumping, I make an evaluation of the wind.
Okay.
And then I go full extension of the arm.
Mm-hmm.
as you take the nozzle back to it, and you be very cautious about it. But if you teach them that, they're going to have a couple errors in their life before they figure it out.
Yep.
Jake, do you evaluate that?
Do you evaluate
a little
that?
Bit? A little bit.
Do you?
Yes, a little bit. Grant says on the text line that Sips got gas on him in the North Bottoms gas station at Casey's, of course, and went to the alleyway afterwards.
Grant,
that's awesome.
He did that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, Bill. I think this is a really informative parenting tip.
Well, the other day I was at the pump. The wind was whipping.
Okay.
Right away, I go, hang on here a second. I got to make sure there's going to be some drippage here. It's going to happen. Uh-huh. I do not want that gas flying on me. So I'm going to make sure that I work the wind and I work the extension.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to do both. It's a petroleum product, and you want to make sure that's not on you.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to an event smelling like gas. It's bad.
Hey, you can't get rid of that smell.
If gas gets on, for instance, if you were wearing your cranberry suit and gas
yes.
got on it, I don't know that you can see the gas, right?
You can't see it, but you'll never get rid of that smell, though.
You'll never get rid of it.
I'm not sure you could.
I don't know if there's more of a strong smell either, where it's immediate, like that's like, dude, you have gas on. I can smell gas.
It's
so, no, it doesn't really ruin your suit. I don't think a drop wouldn't.
No.
But then you get back in your truck or your car, you're like, oh, I smell it. I smell gas.
Does it show up, though? I don't think so.
Yes, I don't know.
No, I don't. I don't think you're fine. Anything the text?
Yeah,
line
we got some response here. We got a lot of response here. 464-5685. Believer says tap the nozzle before you remove it. That will help out.
Okay. It does help out.
Downtown Scott says keep it tipped up. No drip at all from that. Someone says I do the full extension as well, but you also need to point the nozzle down while doing the full extension. That limits anything going. I'm not sure what's going on there.
So okay.
When you point it down, be aware of the wind.
God, I've never, Bill, this is, I'm telling you, I was trying to say, this is informative. I've never thought about it till this moment. I'm telling you, I've never thought about it. Never thought about it.
James says this, gas is one of those aromas that I absolutely love, but it is horrible when you get it on you. Great tip, Bill.
It is a great
tip.
Oh,
there's not a better smell. It's a great smell. Every time I fill up my lawnmower, I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
It's an awesome smell.
But there's never a time it's like I want it on me. Where I go in the house and I go, God, I can still smell the gas on me. This is great.
God, there's
it's like,
way,
no, not a good day.
There are way worse smells to it's have on smell. You.
Adam says, another tip is to let the pump sit in the tank for a few seconds after it's done. Let the drip happen there.
Okay.
Leave it in there.
I can do that.
Okay.
That I'm not patient enough for that
right.
one, Adam.
The patience thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. And let's see here. Big B says, straight facts, Bill. I travel for work extensively and I drive and I always check the wind so I don't dribble gas on me, so I don't smell when I meet my customers. LOL. Big B.
Yeah. These are on it. Thank
wow.
You.
Wow. Once again, learning.
No, this is Songbird has new texture. Songbird has a nice.
Songbird. Who's Songbird?
I've never seen Songbird before, but this is a good selling point. It says, just tell people it's a new cologne. All the kids are wearing it if it gets on you.
Very much a stretch there, Songbird.
It's a stretch, but.
It's Songbird, yeah, yeah. To take a deep breath on that one for a second.
Yeah.
Rethink that. Thank you for texting in, Songbird.
Yes, thank you.
Someone else says, embrace the smell. Just embrace it. But
I don't, Bill's right. The smell is not bad.
You don't want it on you, though.
You don't.
Like I said, when you're mowing your yard, you love the smell.
You do.
You start something up, you love the smell. Not on you. You don't love the smell, especially if you're going to an event. If all of a sudden, where are you at today, Steve? Are you in Beatrice and Fremont?
Beatrice in Omaha today. Doubleheader. Beatrice over the noon hour.
Okay, so just imagine, would you be insecure going into the Ghost tonight if you just spilled gas on yourself?
Yes. Yeah. Insecure.
Insecure.
Yes. Yeah, insecure. Insecure is a word. You don't want to smell like gas. No, you're right. This is a good, I'm learning from this. I've never took provisions to avoid the gas smell in my life.
Now you will.
Yeah.
Thanks to Bill.
Yeah.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
The direction extension for the petroleum connection.
And that is the cool parenting tips. Bill's Thrills today, sponsored by Randy and Diner Contracting.
Petro.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Yesterday, I did accidentally, I thought it was Thursday, I did a throwback Thursday. Well, today is Thursday. And we're throwing back again. Different year.
Oh, wow.
I did 2016. That was 2016, the last time Nebraska beat a ranked team. Mm-hmm. Today, we're going back to 2004. That's the last year that USC won a national title.
Okay.
So if you're going back to today's topic is 2004 college football season. I think you know that.
You are one crazy bastard, Jake.
I suppose I am. Give calls right now at 464-5685.
What was Andy Garcia in 2004? Yeah, someone let us know.
Probably in his prime, actually.
I don't know.
Yeah. We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Nick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Today's topic, the 2004 college football season. You guys, by the way, in the week, the record is 2-1. So going for a winning week today.
I mean, Bill, we're going way back here. I mean, this is 21 years.
21 years ago.
I don't know how we can do on this.
We've got Greg in Milford. How do you feel about 2004 college football today?
I was a junior in high school, watched a lot of it, so let's give it a chance.
Okay.
Hey, Greg, thanks for calling. Now, this is a long-time listener, Greg.
A tough competitor, too.
Yeah, he's a tough
A lot of wins against you.
I know, Greg.
All right, Greg, first question. What USC quarterback, as we play their fight song here, won the 2004 Heisman Trophy?
That would be... Oh, I'm trying to think between the two. I'm trying to remember the years they played.
Five. Four. Three.
Let's go Matt Leinart.
Brilliant!
That is correct, Matt Leinart. Not Carson Palmer, not anybody else.
What'd Bill say?
Hang on, Bill. Hang on. I got to play the audio here. What'd you say, Bill?
I don't think I've ever heard an easier question than that.
All right. That's positive.
So Carson Palmer won as well, right?
Yes.
Liner. No natty with Palmer.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, back to you, Sip. 1-0 lead for Greg. What Michigan wide receiver won the 2004 Fred Biletnikoff Award for best receiver in the country? This is for you. Bill can help if you like.
I need help, Bill. Need help.
I don't know it.
You don't?
Michigan wide receiver. I'm going to change the music up real quick.
Okay. Bill, you don't know this. This is interesting. This is 2004 receiver for Michigan.
Seconds.
We'll know the name.
Five. Four.
Won the Biletnikoff.
Three. Two.
I don't know
one.
This. I don't
You're
know.
You're going to pass?
Yes, I'm passing.
Right.
Brilliant.
I'm more of this.
That's okay.
No, it's not that. Greg, do you want this one or not?
I don't even have a name to even try and guess.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay, the answer would be Braylon Edwards. Remember that name?
Yep.
He was good.
Yep. Should have had it.
Yep. Okay.
Should have had it.
This is for the win now for Greg. Up 1-0.
Great.
Greg. What Oklahoma quarterback won the 2004 Davey O'Brien Trophy? So Leinart was the Heisman, but this Oklahoma quarterback was the O'Brien Award for best quarterback in the country in 04.
I got this one.
04, that.
It's for you, Greg, for the win.
Would it be Sam Bradford?
Sam Bradford is not correct. Bill thinks he knows this.
Do though. I know it for sure.
Hold on, I was thinking Bradford.
I know it. Ahead. Don't worry about it. I got it. It's Jason White.
Jason
sure.
White. Jason Brilliant. White is correct. So all of a sudden it's 1-1.
That was my other guess.
That's okay.
Okay. 1-1. This is for the win, and Bill is in play here.
All right, Bill, lock in.
What Texas linebacker won the Nagurski Award and Butkus Award in 2004? So top defensive player and top linebacker in the country. From Texas.
Not coming to me, Steve. Texas.
Big 12, Nebraska was, I think, definitely played against him at some point.
You're covering the Big 12 at this time.
5 seconds.
Stop. The linebacker.
5, 4.
I don't have
3. No guess at all?
I can see the guy, too.
2.
I don't have it. I don't
1.
Have it.
Okay, well, see the horns then.
I think he... I do... Ooh, I could give you it. Well, don't I say know anything. Where he went. I know where he went to play.
Okay, Greg, do you want this for the win or are we going to the tiebreaker?
Going to the tiebreaker, but don't tell me it's Sam Acho.
No, it was Derek
Johnson.
It was Derek Johnson. He was really good.
Yeah.
Derek Johnson. So this will go to Greg. And Zip and Bill will go over under your answer, Greg. Texas Tech's Sonny Cumbie led the country in passing yards in 2004. How many yards did he throw for?
Who's putting the number out?
This is for Greg. You guys will go over under Greg's number.
Here we go.
This is 2004, right? This
yes.
is when they had Michael Crabtree and all them.
That's prior to Crabtree. He was like 2008, I think, okay. at that point.
I'm going to say 5,689 yards.
Lower. Lower. Okay. Sizably lower.
I got to go lower.
Appreciably lower, yeah.
Brilliant.
How about 4,742 yards for Sonny Cumbie? Greg, nice try. We'll get you back with Conflicts for calling in and calling down the road.
Greg, that was a tough win for us. I don't feel great about ourselves, Steve, but we'll take the win.
You'll take the win. That's 3-1 in the week now for you guys. That would be overall 16-1.
Okay. Good job, Bill.
Okay, sports.
Yeah, we tell.
Tomorrow's Film Friday. We love that one.
You do. And by the way, side note on 2004 passing in the college football, Joe Daly of Nebraska was tied for the nation's lead in interceptions with 19 that year.
Oh, God, he threw 19.
He threw 19 picks in 04.
He threw 19.
19. Tied for first. Not first by himself, tied for first.
There was that practice once, Bill, when Bill Callahan let us watch the spring. And I told this story. We were standing along the fence line at Memorial Stadium. And there was, I kept seeing guys running balls back, interception and running them back. And I said to Sean, and I was serious, oh, they're just doing an interception drill. And Sean's like, no, this isn't an interception drill. There's just a lot of interception. I thought it was a drill. There's so many interceptions, guys running them back.
It's just how it is. 19
it was a problem. They tried to fit Joe into that West Coast offense. It just didn't. They didn't have the. He didn't have it. And then they had to go get Zach. I think, right?
I think so. Yeah. I remember that first game against Western Illinois. He threw 4 picks in that game. His very first game.
They were trying to fit him into the wrong type of offense. What was going on there? But I thought it was an interception drill.
It was a drill. Not intended for that though.
No.
Bill, are you checking out for the final hour?
I am.
Okay.
Thank you guys.
All right, Bill. We'll see you in person tomorrow. Thank you for joining via the stream.
Oh, you're in person tomorrow.
Yes, he's here. All right, Bill's gone. Hour 3 is next on Early Break in the Ticket.